Hello and welcome to the Pocket Game iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 144. I'm your host, Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
And that's it. It's just two of us today. I hope you're not too disappointed. John Jordan has had to flee the country.
Those intimate podcasts we do.
Oh, yes. I should do some sort of sick, hey, baby. Wanna dance? No. John Jordan has fled the country out of shame for a certain news story that's going to pop up a little bit later. He's not already. He's just off somewhere. I'm not going to include that on the podcast. It made me seem even more creepy than I actually am. And I'm pretty creepy as it is.
Just as creepy as you are, I thought.
Right, yeah. So we've got a good podcast for you today, I think.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Got something prepared I don't know about?
Probably. We just have to find out. I've been playing lots of games this week, so
have you?
So I've got an opinion on everything.
That's when I'll go for a walk or something, probably.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. Oh wait, no, before we move on to news, I forgot last week. So I better put the advert in now. There's two more weeks of this, as in this week and next week. So we'll put in the advert now, and then we'll go to the news.
Ah, the Middle Ages. Harking back to yore. A time of honor, chivalry, and brutal gladiatorial combat. Compete for honor and glory in the old tournament upon thy trusted steed. Beseech thine enemies to compete with thee. Boasting Bluetooth-enabled multiplayer, thou canst put thy friends to the sword as well. I did.
Seek out Nighty Knight, Knight in the Medieval Armor Clad Sense, with the App Store.
Right, first up on the news this week, I guess, is the news you all should have really heard by now, but Apple has called a conference on the 4th of October, which is why John has fled the country, because he was hounded by reporters at his door. Mr. John Jordan, could you give us a comment, please, on the current speculation that you will be leaving Pocket Gamer after this travesty of a source? No comment.
He seems to be being interviewed by grandstand commentators from the 70s, I think.
Yes, he is. So, Apple are holding a Let's Talk iPhone event on October the 4th, which means they're probably going to talk about the iPhone.
Well, he would say they only moved it to that date because of
John Jordan. Yeah. Meanwhile, at Apple HQ, damn it, guys, he's called us out already. Let's change the date.
Think of ways to ruin his career. That's what they do.
We could slander his reputation by changing the date, sire. Yeah.
Either that, or John just gets very bored sometimes.
Yeah. And starts hearing sources.
Yeah, in his head, and he writes them up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry, John. It was the 4th. All things D got it right again. And yeah, so we don't know what iPhone is going to be revealed. That's the big question, I guess. The big question on everyone's lips right now is: it going to be the iPhone 5, which we all expect? And I'm going to give you a 2-to-1 odds for that. So if you want to take that up with me, that's fine. Or is it the iPhone 4S, which was rumored? I'll give you 7-to-1 odds for that. Or is it the iPhone 6? I'll give you 1,000,000-to-1 on that.
it'll be called iPhone 5, and it will be thinner, and it will have a nicer screen or something, and.
Sure.
But I still think there is some truth in the 4S, because I was talking about this last night, actually. As I understand it, China is going to be Android crazy at the moment because it's so cheap. And even though we see a lot of reports saying there's a lot of enthusiasm for iPhone, I'm not sure it's really making a massive impact in likes of China. So I really wouldn't be surprised if there is a very slightly modified iPhone 4 in development for China. A lot of other people have said, it'll come out everywhere, but I don't think it will. I can see them, because China is such a huge market, that I can see them doing a device solely for China and other kind of Asian neighbours. But I suspect this one on the 4th will just be iPhone 5, and it'll be the Facebook thing, and
What is the Facebook thing?
The Facebook thing. Well, the Facebook.
What's
thing?
The Facebook thing?
Was that a lead in to explain?
Yes, it was a lead in. God damn it! I don't. You know, whatever. What's the Facebook thing, Keith? Tell me
well,
more.
Well, unofficially titled Project Spartan.
Spartan.
It's basically a web-based app store using HTML5 that's probably going to ship. If TechCrunch are right, it's going to be on the latest update to the Facebook app on iPhone and possibly Android, which will have apps running in the actual app on HTML5. So it's a way that and to get Apple's backing on this is quite huge, because essentially it's an app store, and you know Apple are very keen that everyone uses their app store and there aren't any other app stores, blah blah blah. So the fact that they've possibly been working on Facebook for a way to what would be get games for free without going to the app store, it's quite a major shift really, because in a few years time everything could be like that and the app store could be no more. So, I mean, but I suspect if they've done something like that, there'll be something big iPhone-related to some kind of exclusive feature, or it'll run quicker on iPhone, or it'll just be slightly better on iPhone. Because in theory, it'll be able to run on any phone that can cope with HTML5, which is pretty much all of them now. So, yes, I think it'll be all about that. Social games on this new Facebook platform.
But we're pretty sure it's going to be a dual-core phone. I heard rumours that it'll have a better battery life than the iPhone 4.
Really?
Yeah. In theory, the more cores you have doesn't necessarily mean more battery consumption. That's a sort of a misdemeanour that a lot of people think. We saw it recently with the NVIDIA's Tegra announcement. They basically kept a whole core purely for when you're running the OS only. So it would you'd consume even less battery power than if you were using a modern dual core, if you get what I mean, for their new chip. That's how it works, chaps. Well, it doesn't. You have to program it to do that. But, yeah.
They've always been careful with that, Apple. A lot of people suggested the reason why the screen for iPad 2 wasn't better was partly because at the moment it would have drained battery life too much.
It would have, yeah.
And that's something people get very annoyed with.
Also, it would have been a massive strain on the processor.
Yeah.
So I mean, just like a small increase in resolution is like, in percentage terms, it's actually a lot when you think about it.
They've always had good battery life, iPhones.
Yeah, they have actually. Yeah, I know a lot of people complain about them, but then they haven't used the Galaxy S2, which has got a battery life of about a crane fly that's crippled and a bit old already.
Other phones are far worse.
Yes, they are. What's your HTC HD2's battery life like?
HD7,
sorry. It's the Windows phone. Oh, well, it's the Windows phone version of it. What's that battery life?
It was atrocious, but it actually, because I've been looking to update my phone this week, well, with Mango, it's improved again. It's not too bad now. It's not at what I would say are iPhone levels, but it's certainly a good 9 hours, let's say.
You know what I have to do with my Android phones? If I'm going out and I know I'll be out all day, I turn off 3G, turn off Wi-Fi, turn off GPS until I need the maps, and then I turn it like 10 seconds turn off on the screen, just so I can get the battery to last the whole day.
Turn the phone off, well.
I don't want to turn the phone off because someone might call me.
No one's going to
call
me.
My mum might call me.
No one's going to call
you. Yes, mum, I'm doing all right. So we should have lots of iPhone 5 stuff for you next week, in fact. It's next, what is it, next Thursday? No, it's next Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
So
if that Facebook thing isn't there, it's going to be interesting because all it'll be is what the phone looks like.
Yeah.
Because we already know everything about iOS 5, so.
Yeah.
Interesting. And if it'd be very boring.
iPad 2, then we know what the inside's like as well.
Yeah, Could be very boring. Could be very exciting.
Talking of exciting, well, I say that's not very link. Talking of exciting, PopCap is planning some sort of freemium invasion.
Yeah, it's kind of sexed up that really. They basically said that. They've had a lot of success with the in-app purchases they've had in their paid games, and as such, they seem to be kind of be going full steam ahead with some freemium games now, which is kind of generating a load of negative comments on the website, which I don't really understand. I never really get that, because freemium games are...
The spawn of the devil?
Well, it's up to you, isn't it? You know, if you start playing it and you deduce that this game is only out to scam money out of you, which at the end of the day, they all are, then you stop playing, don't you? It's like all the people seem to think that they've got to. Or you know, what I think is good is the fact that PopCap have employed in-app purchases in games that don't require them. You know, kind of, you can happily play Plants vs. Zombies and Bejeweled without ever parting with any more cash than what you have. So it seems, I would have thought that they're a very clever studio to put out freemium games where in-app purchases aren't essential, or you're not forced into them, or rather the game will be so good that you won't mind. I wonder, they're one of the studios you can trust to do it well.
Yeah, that's true. I've got, there's a good example of one not so well done later on that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But, if anyone could pull it off, I guess PopCap will.
But, I mean, it's very surprising that we're so willing to talk openly about it, because, I mean, I spoke to him for our sister site, Biz.
Who was it?
Oh, don't make me say his name. His name is atrociously long.
Is it?
Look at it. You say it.
Wait, hang on. Whoa, yeah, I see what you mean. All right, yeah, leave it.
It's a lovely name, but I'm not even going to try and say it. But
Giordano Contestibal.
I think that's probably right, actually. We spoke to him a few times on this, and he's always very kind of... He kind of really explains well the studio, you know, what they're thinking. And this is the same case of that, really. As he says, they don't typically talk about what they're going to do in the future. But they're willing to admit that freemium is going to be something of a focus. So. I'm sure it'll be fine. Everyone, it'll be fine. Stop panicking.
Talking of not panicking, BioDroid, makers of Billabong Surf Trip, which we gave a 6 to, I think, on release, is making a Mega Ramp game. Now, I didn't know what Mega Ramp was until last weekend.
Your trip away.
That was my trip away. Yeah, I got to see what was going on, what happens when a company signs, you know, license and does a sporting thing. Mega Ramp is like a sort of unique ramp for skateboarders and BMXers, double sort of jumps. It's quite impressive. Well, I only saw the mini Mega Ramp.
Mini Mega Ramp.
Yeah, the mini Mega Ramp was scary as fuck to get up to the top on. But yes, no, it was interesting. Yeah, I'm going to rewrite a couple of full article about it a bit later this week, probably at the weekend. But yeah, no, I got to see what sort of goes into making a sports game. It's actually more involving than I think a lot of people believe it is. But yes, they're making this game. It's going to be out early next year. And it's something for the skaters out there, because it's a huge event. The event I went to had about 16 or 17,000 people there. That's in Switzerland.
It was just going to be you, didn't you?
Pardon?
You thought you were worried it was just going to be you.
No, I know. No, it was just me in terms of the journalist side. but the actual people there at the event, it was huge.
Yeah. Is that you in the picture?
That's me in the corner. No, I'm not in that picture.
Did they not make you have a go?
I stood at the top of the ramp, and then they did threaten me with, do you want to have a go? And I said, oh, no. No, I mean, no. No, I mean, I would love to. I can't skate. I'd be dead. I'd be like, it was terrifying enough standing on top of the damn ramp.
What,
yes.
What a perfect excuse to learn that.
What a perfect excuse to learn. No, it was a very it was an interesting trip, just purely because I felt like a really crap Louis Theroux. Like, you know, sort of shuffling around and getting told lots of stuff and like finding out lots of interesting things, which I will write down. Don't worry, listeners. But also being a bit crap. I wasn't really doing the Louis Theroux style interviewing technique. I was just bumbling, which I don't think works quite so well, because I don't know really anything about skating. And then I was like talking to X Games winner, what's his name? Oh, Canadian, French-Canadian name.
If you're looking for me,
yeah, he's called Pierre something. He's called Pierre something.
Pierre something.
You know, he's just
at least saying a French accent.
Pierre. No, but he's Canadian. but yeah, I was talking to him and stuff, and like I can imagine a lot of people who are skaters listening to the podcast going, "Holy crap!" You talk to him, and he's a very nice guy. Actually, he's cool. And like those of our really top skaters, but I didn't know anything about the sport, so I was just sort of a bit confused and a bit rubbish. But anyway, that's not going to be the focus of the article. The article is much more interesting than that. So if you're interested in Mega Ramp, the game's coming out next year, early next year, and I'll have a good report up about it before then. Anyway, let's go on to the new releases roundabout. This week on the new releases, there's Piggies, there's Pixels, there's Shadows, and there's FIFA 12.
That doesn't really fit.
It works. So, up first on the new releases roundabout, bus of news. What have we got here? New releases roundabout. New releases, surely. Anyway, Pixel Ranger, it's Chillingo.
Looks nice.
I've played it. It's quite simple. It's quite a cool retro style, I'd say, for this one. It's more consistently retro than a lot of retro games, if that makes sense. It looks like one of those slightly crappy old cabinets, like the whole lighting effect and everything that you'd see in the pubs in like the 1980s, just sort of stored in the corner. The ones that were too old to be in the arcades. It looks a bit like one of those. You just run from left to right, single screen, firing as a cowboy at aliens coming at you from the top and below.
What were you doing in the pubs in the 1980s, Will?
It's drinking.
Well, such a bad example for the kids today.
Yeah, it's 4 years old.
I was actually 30, so I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, come on, man. When are you getting your bus pass?
Too late. I've got it.
Anyway, Pixel Ranger, that's out now. Commander Pixman. I haven't played this one.
It's a retro as well.
It is retro. It looks a little bit like
What's its face?
Yeah, what's its face? Platformer, jump around, shoot monsters, bikes. Yeah. Do you know most retro games just leave me a bit cold? Well, retro styled games leave me a bit cold. Unless they've got something really unusual about them.
Yeah, it's kind of been done now. When they first started popping up, it was quite nice, but I don't know. Sometimes I think you can draw a contrast here, because I think that Chillingo one looks quite good, whereas the screenshot we've got this one looks a bit lazy, to be honest. So.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. There's a lot of... I don't know. I was playing a few indie titles recently. No, from Mike's amazing book, Best Indie Games, 250 Indie Games You Must Play. But a lot of them have like really bad graphics, but they're sort of dismissed and sort of like, oh, but it's retro, it's ironic. But I keep getting the feeling that actually it's just because they don't have a good artist on their team more than anything. There's hardly any retro style games which actually benefit from the retro graphics, in my opinion. But anyway, what do I know? I'm an artist's friend.
Is that some kind of code for something?
Yes. 20 people just died then.
You're an artist's friend.
Another 20 people have died. Thanks, Keith. Right, what's up also? Oh, Piggy Adventure. Hayden, Steezy, and Moochu. Now, come on. Just the character names makes me like this game. Let's see if the video has any gameplay footage. It probably doesn't, does it? It looks like one of those ones.
Oh, here we go.
Steezy lobs. Oh, here we go. Oh, well, that's a bit disappointing, really. The name's great. It looks like a Lost Vikings style game where you've got three characters you control, each one with a different ability, and you switch between them. And yeah, it definitely is. Look at that.
It's a gameplay. I haven't got to it yet.
Oh, it's about a minute in. It's a minute and a half video, and it's got a...
And operate as a stepping stone. That's always a good...
It's a good talent to have.
Trick, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd be used as a stepping stone.
That's on my CV.
Yeah, I remember I couldn't get past that lake. You remember in the Amazon? What, wait. Anyway, yes, Piggy Adventure, it's basically Lost Vikings, but with farmyard animals. But with cool names, come on. Moo Chew.
It looks all right.
Yeah, it looks okay. FIFA 12. They think it's all over, etc., etc. The ball's in the back of the net. Goal! Shoot it, score it, break it, make it, head it, or my head's on. So, 500 licensed teams, 22 licensed leagues, 15,000 players, manager mode, buttons, controls, joysticks, goals!
Yeah, well, I can't talk about, this is the only game I've got to talk about later, so...
All right, we'll get back to you in the second half. Fling a thing. Now, that's not the most appetizing title.
Fling a thing.
Looks bad. You fling a thing, you break bubbles. Oh no, it goes up and then it goes all a bit crazy.
Looks a bit Java, that.
Does look a bit Java. Oh. That's damning praise. Some Java games are good.
I know. I once gave a 7 once. You don't have to tell me.
Once gave a 7. You gave a 9 the other week. Lying there.
Well, when someone offers to fly you out somewhere.
Good point. You can't hesitate and give them a 10 out of 10. Not really, of course, everyone. A lot of people actually genuinely do believe that's how it works.
Well, I understand it just for some websites, but
good point. All right, what's up next? Shadowgun. I'll talk about that later. We're not going to talk about it now. Slam Dunk King. I'm going to talk about that later as well. Jelly Defense. Jelly Defense looks quite good. I haven't played it yet, but it is a tower defense game. Mm. But it looks
there's loads of them recently.
What do you mean recently? There's always...
Well, I think everyone's kind of realised that to do them now, they don't have to necessarily be army or in space. So, mind you, this is in space. So you know what I mean? They're all very kind of techy.
You have to be either army or in space, though.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. They're all very very geeky kind of things. Whereas this looks like.
This is the graphics on this are amazing. Like the graphic style, anyway. I like it.
It seems everyone's kind of realised, we can actually take that mechanic and put it to use in game, not necessarily just aimed at 15-year-old boys.
By the way, a part of me always winces whenever I see a tower defence game on the on the App Store. Just purely because it's spelt defence with an S, which, I mean, like, fair enough. They're quite often American games. But still, you don't spell.
That's really nice.
You don't spell defense with an S. You spell it with a C.
I like the look of this.
I know. I told you it looks good.
Yeah. Who is it?
Who is it? Let's have a look. It is Infinite Dreams.
Yeah. I like it. Spelling mistakes or not?
Spelling mistakes. Anyway. elsewhere we've got Katamari Amore.
I've never really got the fuss, really.
I liked it, but not Amore. I haven't played Amore. I mean, on the consoles I liked it.
I can't
It's funky and weird.
Oh yeah, it's stupidly weird. The whole thing is just stupidly weird and stuff, but the actual thing you do, I just...
You roll around picking up crap and then get bigger and pick up bigger crap.
I've really got the fascination with that.
There's nothing better in life than picking up crap in a big ball.
It makes me feel a bit drunk as well, the way the camera kind of moves.
When you are drunk, the camera is level. Think of it that way.
I never drink.
Yeah, whatever. Next one I'm going to skip. So there we go. There's the new releases for this week. Right. I think we should go on to what we've been playing, Fields. You think so?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I can't think of what else to do, to be honest with you.
Let's do it.
What we've been playing!
Keith, what have you been playing?
Well, you see, you won't have time for this. If you've already gone, Will, I haven't really, I haven't got much to say. Because basically all I've been playing this week is FIFA, but I have literally played it for about, 40 minutes, if that's so far. By the time you read this, actually, the review might well be on the website. But at the moment, I've only been playing it for a certain amount of time, and I've actually been playing the iPad version rather than the iPhone version. And it's impressive. It really feels, I say this every year, but it really feels like they've decided they're going to put as much effort in terms of the way it's delivered and presented and the options available to you in the iPhone version as they do on consoles, because it really does feel like, visuals aside, which are obviously not, in Xbox 360 or PS3's thing, really does feel like a FIFA game in the management is almost identical. If you manage a team, you get all the kind of tips from your board, and you've got all these goals to achieve, and you have to play certain players because they're popular with the fans, and that earns you fan points. And it's just it's a comprehensive package. As for gameplay, like I say, I've only been playing it for about 40 minutes so far. It feels more intuitive than some of the FIFAs of old, I guess. It feels the goals I've scored so far have all been quite different, albeit I'm only playing on whatever the easiest setting is. But it feels like you really can put some decent moves together. The kind of ambition that a lot of football games a couple of years ago on iPhone really didn't have, and tried to keep things overly simple, just because you're controlling on a touchscreen. But this feels like they've thought, let's try and push it a bit further. And
how far?
Don't pretend like you missed that list.
Oh. You're breaking the illusion.
I can hear you stumbling back into the room. I was just saying, Will, it feels very ambitious. It feels really, the whole thing, even about all these licensed tracks it's got in the background, it literally feels like you could be playing the console version at points.
I've played it twice now, actually, for different previews. I didn't preview it a second time. But it struck me as quite impressive, I got to say.
Yeah.
Even as someone who doesn't play football games very often, I enjoyed it, and we me and the I don't know which capacity it was, I think it was producer of the game, we linked it up to the iPad and had the two and had our iPhones as controllers, and that was as close as I've seen a mobile game get to a console game, like in terms of feel. I mean, it was a bit weird because you couldn't feel the buttons, but the fact that they've included that is quite interesting. But they haven't included online multiplayer, have they?
I've been playing 40 minutes. That's one of the things I've got to do, actually. You've got to link it up with my iPod Touch and see how that works.
It's great. Once you've got two iPod Touches there, it is basically you are playing on a console, because then you can hook the iPad 2 up to the HDTV and you're basically playing a console game.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
The only thing that, I mean, like I said, I've got to play it for longer. In terms of presentation, it's leagues ahead of anyone else, to be honest, leagues ahead. You could say that about last year. Obviously, it's more ambitious this year. I would say probably last year that X2 Football was better in terms of actually...
First touch.
Playing the thing, whereas... FIFA, it was good. It was very good. But so that would be my concern at the moment. I won't know that until, as I say, the review will probably be up before anyone actually hears this. Check out the review, because I might love it.
Or you might hate it. I wasn't away, by the way, listeners. I was just literally walking around my room. That's what it was.
Walking around your room. I don't think that sounds any better.
Anyway, thanks very much for that, Keith. So that was Keith with that game he was talking about. And I have been playing... I've been playing quite a few games this week, some of which I didn't review, that other people reviewed. But I played them and I agreed with them, so that's handy, because I'm not going to contradict the review now. So I'll start with the stuff I haven't reviewed. Monsters Ate My Condo... which I think Chris did, is a Pickpock and Adult Swim working together, and it's pretty weird, as you might expect from Adult Swim. It's pretend sort of pseudo Japanese presentation with fantastic main menu music, which has lots of Japanese singers, and then suddenly it goes into a heavy rock section where it just goes monsters for about a minute. It's odd. It's a match three, but it's match three with towers, so it's sort of a cross between, well, a match three game and tower blocks, where you have to swap out towers so that the match colours up, but then you feed certain monsters at the side, and it's bizarre. It would take me ages to explain. All I can say is it is very good fun. I scored 2 billion points just before we went on the podcast tonight, so if you want to beat that, try it.
No one's impressed. Well,
you probably will beat that. I'm like 2,000th in the world. It's not very good.
This podcast isn't going to get you the ladies.
It's so ladies, 2,000 points to remember. Yeah, no, I found it very, very funny and pretty amusing. I haven't quite got the. I don't know how long it'll last. To be fair, I don't think the gameplay is that deep. But it's yeah, it's good fun. It's also very funny. What else have I played that I haven't actually reviewed? Oh, where's my water? Where's my water? That's how you have to always say it. I've only played a little bit of this, to be fair, but it seems good fun. Surprisingly, Swampy the alligator isn't the greatest of characters, but the actual game itself is actually good fun. It's like Cut the Rope, sort of. Well, no, I say that. It's not like Cut the Rope at all. You get like a pool of water and you've got to direct it to a shower where Swampy's having a shower, basically to a pipe, by carving your finger through the earth. But you've also got extra stuff like acid, which if water touches it, becomes more acid. But if acid touches moss, then it burns it. Whereas if water touches moss, it grows. So you've got to try and combine the two. And then there's more stuff coming up, I've heard from Mark, which really turns everything on its head. It's great to control, looks good. The puzzles are decent. I played it. I booted up last night about midnight. I was playing until about 1. And I was, yeah, enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. I think it's riding really high in the App Store right now. Last time I looked, it was second. One with the alligator, it's currently second. FIFA 12 is the biggest seller. Amazingly, well, this is iPad apps, I have to say. Pages is no longer first. This is quite something. Yes, so what else was I playing this week? I was also playing Jetpack Joyride, which you know very well. Very good game. Enjoyed that. Happy Hills, which is a free one from... Who's it from? DreamFab. Puzzle game, which gets deceptively hard as you go on. That was actually quite decent. Not sure if I'll buy the second world, but it was good fun for the first one. Basically involves blowing up blocks. It's a bit like iBlast Mochi, but with more puzzle sort of blocks and different kinds of blocks and all this. But yeah. In terms of what I've reviewed this week, Slam Dunk King, first up. This is another Pickpock game. They've had two games out in the same, within 2 weeks. Anyway, this one from Pickpock is more on their sort of similar style to their previous ones in a way. It's a basketball game where it's all about the dunking. It's free to download, but we'll get on to the caveats for that in a second. Yeah, so the idea is that you've got three modes: time attack, survival, and what's the last one? Sudden death, I think. And it's a bit like Fruit Ninja. You get basketballs fly up, you get bombs fly up, you flick the bombs away, and you do tricks. Well, okay, it's not like Fruit Ninja now. You do tricks with the basketball, like putting it up, rebounding off the backboard, throwing up in the air for an alley-oop, spinning it around, then dunking it in with your finger. The more connected tricks you do, the higher you score. So normally you want two balls on the go at once so you can score higher. It's really tricky. It's really, really tricky. I played it for about 4 hours this morning. Finally got 8th in the world. Yeah, I know, ladies. But it's a tricky game which has a lot of a surprising amount of depth. It feels like a Fruit Ninja game at first. You're like, what's going on? But then once you get the scoring and the combos going, it's Very good. What I will say, though, is that I do wish they'd just charge 69 or a pound for it, because the in-app purchases are of the insidious kind. It's got an unlock system, okay? So you get a certain amount of points, and you get a overtime where you get to throw in different coloured balls like bronze, silver, gold, and they all add to your crown total. And this is the in-game currency. Except you're only going to get around 30 to 40 crowns if you do well in a game, and everything costs at least 1,000. So unless... And you've got to do well in the game, first of all, before you can even earn the crown. So you don't get it every game. You get ranks up. You rank up with every match, like, well, every so often. So your score adds to your rank, and then it gives you like 50 crowns for free. But that's not 1,000. So imagine how many games it would take you. And considering it's going to take you at least an hour before you start actually scoring crowns, how long will that take you to afford a different coloured ball? Because new characters are 1,500 up to like 3,000 crowns. Basically, the whole game's set up so you spend money. And so I did. I bought the $2.99 unlocks basically all the game. But why they put it as an in-app purchase? Why not just charge $2.99? Or even better, just charge a small amount, then give the offer to pay more. And then make the unlock system feel like you're actually working towards something. Because as it stands, I can see a lot of people being put off the game because they're going to download it, look at all this stuff that they can get, and go, well, bloody hell. Or even if it's a free game, I can see people... I felt that anyway. I looked at it and thought, like, well, there's no point in me even playing if I can't get this stuff because it's going to take me months to unlock it. And I think that's the problem when you're going to try and do that sort of in-app purchase. I don't think... PopCap are going to do that sort of thing, but it's going back to the previous discussion earlier.
It depends if it's a last minute thing, doesn't it? Often you can tell someone's put pressure on them to make it free and change things when that purchase. It might well be that wasn't their intention.
It's frustrating because other than that, the game is actually quite fun. It's just that I think it's bad. It reflects badly as well because it's that sort of feeling like you can't achieve anything. It's a bit weird. It's sort of psychological. If you place your unlocks so that you literally can't unlock them unless you play hours and hours, then for people like me, or like I guess a lot of our listeners who wouldn't naturally go and pay for in-app purchases, it just feels like you're saying to them, well, sod off. And I don't think that's good for developers to do that. But anyway, other than that, the game's really good. So if you don't mind spending $2.99, also it's advert supported. So I mean, like, also that rankled me. It's ad supported, but you need to pay to get anything. Anyway, 7 out of 10. It would have got 8 out of 10 if it weren't so annoying to get anything. Right. What else have I been playing? Oh yeah, Shadowgun, of course. Shadowgun. Shadowgun. By Madfinger Games, who did Samurai 2 Vengeance and Samurai 1, obviously. It is a third-person shooter. It's the best third-person shooter on the iPhone and iPad. Basically, it's 212 megabytes as well, which is very impressive in its own. But anyway, it looks great. It's based on Unity Engine, the new one. It looks really good. It's one of the best-looking mobile games you'll see. But also, the good thing is that it plays well as well. I mean, that's the key thing. Because the biggest reservation I had pre-release was, how is it going to control? But the fact is, it controls very well. And this is from someone who finds Game Loft's games quite hard most of the time, especially on iPad. But I played this one through from start to finish on iPad 2. And it was very good. The reason why it controls well where Game Loft has failed is because they don't go too complex with the buttons. You get look on the left-hand side... look on the right hand side, move on the left hand side of the screen, fire and reload. To get behind cover, you just walk behind cover and it does automatically, and it never let me down that. And there's loads of different kind of monsters. There's ones with bombs on them which scuttle towards you quickly, which you have to flick yourself out of cover and then smash them down with one of your four weapons. Or there's like the standard grunts, which are pretty dumb. There's ones which teleport behind you with grenade launchers, which are incredibly annoying. And there's some really good boss battles as well, including one with a digger, which isn't really a battle as such, but it's just one of those really nicely done set pieces. Even the voice acting isn't too bad. I mean, the dialogue's pretty terrible, but the voice acting is hilarious in a sort of corny fashion. It's not cringeworthy like 9mm. And it's well, whatever, that's Italian, but you get what I mean. Racial stereotyping. And it's just like, it's a really good game. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was slick. The controls handled well. The guns were fairly decent. I think the large clips help. I think the rocket launcher is a little bit weak because it's fire, then weight, then fire. And that doesn't quite work on the iPad screen or iPhone. And there's a few crashes here and there. When I tried to finish a stage, occasionally it crashed. I had to go back to the previous checkpoint, which is kind of annoying. But in terms of actually, like, so many people like want a AAA console experience on mobiles, and they were saying like, well, you've got the graphics and all this. This is as close as we come so far to getting a Gears of War style game on there. It's much better than Gameloft's efforts to date. I'm hoping Gameloft step up their game after this, actually. I think it's quite expensive. It's about £5, and it lasts about four hours on normal. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm not normally one who'd enjoy third-person action shooters, to be honest, on iPhone or iPad. I can't control Nova, for instance. I can do modern combat for some reason, but not Shadow Guardian as well. I found that really awkward. But this blows those ones away in terms of trying to recreate that console feel. Yeah, it's got lots of waist-high walls, but then so is Gears of War. And corridors of waist-high walls, but then so is Gears of War. Also, doesn't have any squad-based moments, but then neither does Gears of War. So I'm sure if any of you read more than one site, you'll understand that it's a lot like more like Gears of War than some others have said. But anyway.
Just got to let it go, Will.
I can't let it go. I read it earlier on, and it was like, what the heck are you doing? Anyway, so yes, if you want to ask for AAA gaming on mobiles and you don't want to pay for Shadow Gun, then sorry, man, you're no friend of mine. Sorry, no, that was to Keith. You're still a friend of mine.
Yeah, always.
You're still a friend of mine. But no, Keith isn't. He fell out. Well, I mean, we fell out ages ago.
He fell out.
You fell out. Get back in. Right. Come on. We're about to finish. Come on. Damn it. Anyway, that's it. That's it for the What We've Been Playing For. That was quite a bumper edition from me.
Oh, I know. You didn't show up, did you?
I finally got around to sorting everything in folders this week, you know.
In folders?
On my iPad.
Folder? Oh, well.
It was actually taking me about 3 minutes to scroll right.
I've had people on Twitter I posted a screenshot of my iPod Touch or whatever, and I've had people criticising the way I order my apps in that I don't. So it seems to be a lot of people who, for some reason, treat it like their living room or something and have to have everything in a certain way.
My living room is perfectly ordered and alphabetically arranged. Sofa goes after dining table.
You got nothing between D and S.
TV goes after sofa.
You had to think about that.
Yeah. Wait, no, I didn't. Anyway, it makes it hard to see the TV. So there we go. We are done for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you check out all those games we've recommended. Because they're all really good.
Are they?
They're pretty good. Well, we don't know so much about FIFA 12, but the ones I mentioned are pretty good.
The ones you mentioned, yeah.
The ones I mentioned, of course, yeah.
I don't know anything about anything.
I'm glad you finally admitted it.
Don't listen to anything I say about anything at all.
Pardon?
Don't listen to anything I say about anything at all.
Pardon? Anyway. So, yes, we're going to leave you with an advert. No, actually, we'll put the advert on now.
Ah,
the Middle Ages. Harking back to yore. A time of honor, chivalry, and brutal gladiatorial combat. Compete for honor and glory in the old tournament upon thy trusted steed. Smite thine enemy, wielding a most fulsome range of period and somewhat historically inaccurate, but greatly amusing contemporary armaments.
Seek out Nighty Knight with the App Store.
Wrought by Billy Goat Entertainment. Bequeath not for ye sheepish.
So yes, there was the advert. I hope you're going to have a good week. I sure will.
Sure will. Yeah.
So all that it leaves for me to say is goodbye from me.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not going to stop the tape until you say goodbye from you.
I'm just going to say goodbye.
Fine. Fine. Let the side down. Yeah? Walk out. Walk out with your head held high, yeah? Except you're walking into a swamp and that swamp's going to drown you. It doesn't matter how high your head is then, huh?
Me and Swampy the Alligator are fine.
Yeah,
Swampy the Alligator.
So, anyway, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.